Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in.
Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Welcome back to the pod. I'm so excited for this week's episode. It is my favorite season of all seasons.
Happy September.
And yes, happy. It's basically fall, not in terms of weather where we live, actually getting hotter, unfortunately.
It's actually 90 degrees today.
But in my head, it is full on fall, and that's where I'll be living. So
yeah,
so excited to talk about fall trends this episode. I feel like I've been seeing so many on all my Explore feeds, searches, every app. Like I'm so excited. I feel like I've been saving inspo on Pinterest that I've been loving, and obviously Instagram. So I'm just so excited.
I love it. I love cozy season. We've been talking about this for
so long. It's honestly the best.
So excited. Like,
well, now I feel like it's acceptable to talk about it without people judging because it's September. So,
like, technically, it's not.
Right.
Actually, when is the actual fall? Like September 21st or something?
Something like that. But when Starbucks rolls their drinks out,
there's literally September, like Halloween stuff.
You can't
fight
it. Yeah.
What is it called? Like Halloween Horror Nights is up. Just all the things. Yeah. You can't fight it. You know, you'd rather be a part of it, be early to
just have to accept it. So,
yeah.
Super excited, but before we dive in, we'll just do our typical updates and whatnot. In terms of updates, I feel like we both have some upcoming trips.
Yes, we both have some fall trips. However, like both the places we're going, I think are still going to be pretty hot. But little tip, you guys, like even if it's going to be 70s, 80s, like we're still going to be in fall clothes.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. If you're wondering how we're doing it, that's how.
Yeah, I'm going to New York for a couple days. I'm so excited. My jewelry friend, Erin Fader, that you guys know I've talked about so much, she's actually opening up a storefront in a hotel in New York. So she's kind of having like a launch party, I would call it, a celebratory type event. So I figured this is probably like my last travel unless something really cool comes up or whatnot. Just like didn't really feel like I had it in me for international, but I was like, okay, domestic, I think I can do, like can manage that flight, whatever. Been to New York, you know, very comfortable with the situation. So I'm really excited for that. And I hope, I honestly have not even looked at the weather because in my mind it is fall. So I'm like, it's just going to be fall. So haven't even looked, but it's not too bad.
What is it going to be?
It's like kind of high-ish 70s, low 80s. Mm-hmm. And then it says like might rain Friday and Saturday. And then early the next week is like 75. So I honestly feel like that's pretty good. So I hope
getting there.
I hope it stays that way, but I'm not going for Fashion Week or anything. I had a couple people ask, and I'm actually going to be there basically the week before. And then there's a few things that are happening super early that I'm going to try to do, but I just have a late flight out Monday, so gonna try to squeeze a few things in on Monday, but I feel like a lot of things are kind of starting after that, so I'll be missing that.
Yeah.
But yeah, just excited for kind of one final hurrah in New York City before I give birth and then not leave the house for, or like the state for like kind of a while, so
yeah,
we'll see. But yeah, I'm 6 months, so like I feel like it's gonna go by so fast.
Literally flew by.
Yeah. So, and then where are you going?
I'm going to Provence. I've never been there, so I'm excited to see what the vibes are. I'm hoping for like countryside fall.
Is that the lavender fields?
Yeah, it is. I don't think
okay, so we were
field time, but
no,
that's
we were like, supposed to go there on our South of France trip, and we just completely axed that town.
Oh, right. Because we also X'd it because it wasn't the lavender time.
Yeah, and we wanted to visit other towns anyway. Like, we wanted to do little day trips to some other places instead of completely having to move. So,
right.
But are you staying there the whole time?
Yeah, so we're doing, we're flying into Paris, and then so it'll be a night there and then going to Provence and then a night back in Paris before we leave. So yeah, I've never been there. I'm excited. I hope it's giving like fairy tale cottagey vibes. We'll see. It's not supposed to be cold, but it will be for my photos because I'm trying to wear the boots, the hunter boots and the sweaters and all those things. So we'll probably be sweating, but I feel like if anything, my plan is to just have a lot of layers on. So if I wanted to like throw on a sweater, I could very easily. So yeah, I'm excited for our September trips, but they're not like fashion week, but they're like both along the lines of like, we're just avoiding the crowd.
Basically. Okay, yay. Yeah. So yeah, that's what we have coming up. So next week's episode, we have a guest podcast.
Oh, and it's such a good one.
Oh, excited. It's so good. So we're really excited to share that with you guys. So we will still have an episode next week because we planned super ahead for this. Okay, diving into influences of the week, what is your current influence?
Okay, my current influence is like, I love fake or blue light glasses. I think they're so cute for fall. Obviously, like, we've seen the Miu Miu glasses everyone
like
has.
Like, not sunglasses, like eyeglasses.
Yeah, eyeglasses. Okay. I love, like, the eyeglasses. I'm trying to figure out what shape looks best on me because, like, the Miu Miu round ones were a trend for a really long time, but I have tried so many times with that. Like, I think my face is too round for round glasses. Yeah. So I feel like I just got these triangle pair of glasses, and they're so cute. They're tortoise shell. They're from this brand called Alisa Johnson.
What do you mean triangle?
Okay, I meant rectangle.
Okay, I was like, wait a second. I was like, wait, is there a triangle on the side? Because I was like, the frame is
I'm getting my shapes confused. It's a rectangle. That's what I meant. But yeah, they're so cute. I love them. And then I got another pair of, they're sunglasses, but they're really, they're almost like clear. So they look like it's like a combo of sunglasses and glasses. Something about glasses right now, I can't get enough of them. I feel like it's feeding my, like, you know how we wear hats,
I feel, and like you should just go to the eye doctor and
and you know what, I actually wear your glasses as well. Like, actually should be,
and
doing
it'll
that
give
and
you purpose.
Yeah, because now I feel not empty like
naked.
You know me, naked when I don't have something on my eyes. I think it's like a hat. Yeah. Like, we feel naked when we're not like wearing.
Yeah.
Like, if our hair is just down, we feel naked. Now I'm starting to feel like, okay, I'm bored. Like, I have nothing on my eyes. Oh,
cute.
That's my obsession. I want more.
Love that.
I feel like the frames right now are just so good. And I just feel like they really give fall. So I love that.
Love.
What about you?
My current influence, I can't believe I haven't said this yet. I was going back and looking at our notes to make sure I didn't, but I guess I was saving it for fall. But I am so obsessed with the light shade of suede anything. Like, I think it's so chic. Like, I've already gotten so many pieces. I got the viral suede Zara jacket. I got
Was that the one you were wearing that one day?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cute.
And I got some light suede boots because I don't have any, just one pair. I have a light suede, like, slouchy bag.
She shot light suede a photo blazers. In this, like suede outfit. So good.
I'm just so obsessed. And I have, this brand is sending me a suede, like, one of those, like, fold-over bags. Like, it kind of looks like a lunch bag, but it's, like, longer. Mm-hmm. But it's suede.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So a brand is sending me one. I wish I had it to take with me on the trip, but it's not going to get here in time. But that, I don't know, just, like, light suede is tickling my brain so hard right now. Like, anytime I see it, I just think it's so pretty. It looks so chic, and it's so fall. So,
do you mean, like, Is it like that taupey color? Is that what you mean by light suede?
Like a beige, basically.
Okay, yeah,
I
cute.
also got this Helsa coat that's a suede trench coat that she la they launched last year, so it was on sale this year. I think last year it was like $1,700 when it came out, and I think I got it for about $400. And for
That's
me, I'm
like
like,
your
that is a
winning
steal.
steal this
Yeah,
year.
like that is so good, and it's completely on trend for this year too. So I was really
Yeah.
excited about that because
I know it's
kind of
so cute.
crazy.
She
Like
must
you
be
think,
coming out with a bunch of others
oh
and then
my
trying to get rid
gosh,
of it or something.
I know, which makes me nervous because I'm like,
But
oh,
it's so
what's
cute.
gonna
Like,
come out next? Because it's gonna be so good. Like Hannah Schonberg has already
yeah.
kind of started posting like teasers for her next drop for her brand. And unfortunately, again, I don't know if I'm the only one experiencing this because I've seen no one post about it, but the tariffs from ordering from her brand into the US is so bad because I think her products are made in China. It basically adds 50% to the bill. So like
Okay, I
if
saw
you
an
ordered
business
like
owner.
$500, it would cost an extra 250 to be
Okay, yeah, I saw a
delivered.
business owner post about this too. Like, she had to do an order, but she was paying for the tariffs, and it was
Yeah,
like a
so I guess some
$400
companies
order.
will eat the
And
cost.
yeah, and then it was like ended up being 750.
But unfortunately, some do not, and Hannah
Yeah.
Schonberg's brand does not. And I placed an order last time, like right when the tariffs hit. So I basically already ordered, and by the time it got to the import place, wherever, it like got hit with the tariffs, and it was so expensive. So
Did you get like a text and then it was like you have to pay this? Was that what
yeah.
it was? Okay, that's
Yeah.
happened to me before, but it was like a gifting thing and
So,
I never answered them, so don't know
well,
if that's
now I think some companies will like make you pay if it gets like sent back if you like refuse delivery, which is still cheaper for you, I guess. But you can technically refuse delivery. But I put it into ChatGPT and I was like, can you
Dang.
please explain why this tariff is so expensive? And it did like a whole breakdown, and it's really annoying
Love that.
because like UPS and or DHL or whoever, they add an extra fee on there, I think, to collect the tariff. So they also add a random like $25 fee. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Please.
Dang. And wait, is it only,
Yeah.
is it like the highest specifically from China?
That's what it was currently, and that's what the problem is with these
So.
tariffs, is they're so unstable because Trump keeps changing his mind, and tariffs normally aren't like this at all. They're very
Okay,
predictable.
see.
Companies and brands can always predict like years out what it's going to look like, and he has just caused complete chaos with them. So like own business owners, when you place orders, if it's coming from China or wherever they put the high tariffs, you have no idea if you're going to get your product in time before the tariff switches again. Like he
Oh,
could
I
make it like a
see.
100% tariff. So like
Yeah.
completely double the cost,
Dang.
which is like crazy. And then it's like the consumer, us, is paying it for the most part, not the
Yeah,
company in
so
China. So it
right.
doesn't even affect China. I
Them
mean,
as
maybe it's
much.
like less sales, but like
People, yeah, like
it's like
people
our
not wanting to pay.
pockets. Yeah. So I'm really nervous because Hannah Schonberg, who you guys know I love and adore, is doing her fall drop with her brand, and she already posted this stunning, beautiful dark brown suede. Looks like a
Oh,
trench coat, I
cute.
think. And I'm just like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. But these tariffs really be killing me. So if you've
Yeah.
experienced a tariff, please let me know so I don't feel alone because I've spent way too much money on tariffs at this point.
I
And I'm just like,
haven't.
what is
I've
happening?
gotten the text, but it was like this company sending me shoes, and it wasn't
You're like,
ever that
nah.
I bought. Yeah.
Okay,
So
interesting.
interesting. So like are the people buying from Shein like they have to pay
I don't
50% more
know,
every
but it's
single
like what?
time?
Their stuff is $3. I don't know. But
Yeah,
like,
but I
how is
feel like
Amazon getting around it? Is Amazon just eating the cost? They must
true, because
be.
you don't have to ever pay tariffs on Amazon
Right,
unless they
right.
bake it into the cost. But I have not noticed any like price
Right.
raises or anything like that. That is really
So,
interesting. I'm sure they're eating the cost.
yeah, but it's unfortunate for brands like
You
Hannah
can't do
Schonberg's
that, yeah.
brand. So we'll see. TBD on that. I'll let you guys know if I get tariffed again. For her brand, it's worth it because I love it so much. But I've
Yeah.
definitely slowed down the international shopping because you
Yeah.
have to look and see like
If
where the
it's from
origin of
China.
the product is. Yeah. Because it's not even like who made it, it's like the origin.
And like they really hide the
Yeah, you really gotta dig. I'm there asking customer service, like, where is the origin of this? Because I'm not about to get
these crazy
tariffs.
They don't like to say.
Yeah. And, like, you'd be surprised. Or I like when companies I like when companies put it into the cost already. So, like, some brands will just put it, like, tariffs and, like, duties, taxes included in price. And I'm like,
yeah, I would prefer that too. I just remember this one brand I ordered from, like, they say that it's, like, a LA brand, but literally I got sent it from China. So I'm like, I feel like that shouldn't be whatever.
Yeah. Anyways, tariff rant over. But I'm so excited for fall and everything suede. I feel like I just love textures for fall. And I feel like suede, in my opinion, looks really good in photos. And it like translates really well as a texture because it's so different. And it goes along with so many of the trends we're going to talk about here. So I just feel like all the trends this year like really tie together, which is so cute. Mm-hmm. We can just dive into this week's episode of Fall Trends, one of my favorite episodes of the whole entire year. I'm so excited.
I know.
We should feel like there's so many.
What we said last year, because I feel like a lot of these always
some definitely come back, like they make their way back around.
But like different versions, I'd say.
I feel like one that we didn't even write down that off the top of my head right now is like stripes, but I feel like this year like thin stripes are in, whereas last year it was kind of like thicker stripes.
Yeah.
But like the striped polo shirts, I feel like are so trendy right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Those are really cute.
So I feel like that kind of fits with the preppy fall that we'll talk about. But
yeah.
Okay. Diving in, the first one we have is just polka dots everywhere, which was also really interesting to me because I always thought that was more of a spring trend. But it's so definitely.
I feel like it's being more fall this year. Like, I feel like the polka dots are coming out in fall.
And big polka dots.
It's kind of like, maybe it's a good, like, transition into fall. Yeah, because, like, big polka dots, I see it in, like, maxi dresses. I just got the cutest little cardigan that's polka dots. I don't know what it is. It just seems so, like, fun and it's kind of girly to me. I think it's really cute. I almost got polka dot nails today, like, on one finger.
Oh,
but
my gosh, yes. Everyone's been
That's, like, a huge nail trend, I feel like. That's, like, if you grow, if you guys need some inspo, there are so many good polka dot nails on Pinterest. I actually, some girl just, I posted that I was getting my nails done and they asked for inspo and I sent her, like, all the polka dot ones because I almost did that. But yeah, I feel like that's super cute. I've seen polka dot, I think Zara has a really cute pair, polka dot flats and like ballet flats with the heel in polka dot. They're so cute. And little bags in polka dots are really, really cute. So I'm not really a polka dot girl, but I'm coming around.
I feel like I'm not either. I don't think I have anything polka dots, but and I feel like the more you say it, it kind of sounds funny. Like a
I know it does.
What's the polka dot?
Yeah. Polka dot.
And then there's that set from Cezanne. I think it was in summer, though. But have you seen that where it's like a scarf tie top and it, like in white with like dark polka dots? And then the pants are opposite where it's like flowy pants, but the pants are dark. And then the polka dots are white on the bottom. I feel like that was super trendy in the summer, but it's like still coming in. So that is a big trend that we've been seeing that is really cute for fall. The next one is my fave, which is suede, but I feel like not just beige alone, but I've seen a ton of suede like in olive color and dark brown suede. I feel like Zara has so much right now. Of the jacket that I got, I think also comes in that dark olive green color and a dark brown.
Yeah, that jacket is so cute.
Like just rich fall tones in suede.
Mm-hmm.
Is what
I love suede. I loved that one outfit you shot. That was so cute. You didn't post it yet, did you?
No, I'm trying to figure out my post schedule with like upcoming travel. I'm like, should I save that for after New York? Because like gonna need content. Or should I post it before New York and then like delay New York content a day or so? You know what I mean? I guess it doesn't really matter either way, but Yeah, I'm still deciding.
That outfit super cute. I love that one. I actually don't have any suede, but I can't tell if it looks good with my skin tone, honestly. I think sometimes it washes me out in like the specific colors that suede usually comes in, but I do like a chocolate brown, but I don't have any suede.
I am loving chocolate brown for fall. I think I got my nails chocolate brown this time. I haven't posted yet because I was trying to think ahead because I was like, when I give birth, I want neutral nails. So I was like, I need to do my fall nails now because the whole month of December I'm gonna have neutral. So I was like, okay, I need to start with my brown nails this time,
Good
and I think
idea.
next time I'll get my burgundy nails. Because you only get your nails done once a month, you know what I mean? So I have like two or three more nail appointments before giving birth, basically. So
Dang, that's
I was
crazy.
like,
Counting your birth by nail
I know.
appointments.
So I was like, okay, I want neutral nails for that. So I need to like start my fall nails now. So I have my dark brown nails and I love them and
Love
I think
that.
they're so cute. So I love dark brown. So okay. Next one is lacy lingerie layers. I have been seeing this all over my Explore on Instagram. Specifically, I've been seeing this one lacy top from Zara. I got it in black, and I think it also comes in blue and yellow for summer. But I feel like I've been seeing people wear the black one a lot too. So, like, just that lacy top and then the lacy shorts from Reformation. They've been sold out for a while. I pre-ordered them because I'm so curious to see, but like, just like not even paired together either, but just separate. So, like, a lacy top paired with silky pants or the lacy shorts paired with a chunky sweater. Like mix and match, but having those lacy, like lingerie-esque layers.
So cute. Sorry if you guys hear my gardener, by the way. He left for like an hour and randomly came back. So
Like
we're
he's
just
like,
gonna
I'm not
ignore
done
that.
yet.
I'm gonna
I think it'll be okay. I think hopefully it's okay. If not, we'll try to clean it up.
I know
If
I'm
not,
just gonna like
sorry
mute my
guys.
mic intermittently, but I think he's almost done.
Okay.
But yes, I've seen the lacy layers. That's like a huge trend right now. Free People has really cute stuff. I think it's so cute for layering. I just got like a pleated skirt with a layer of lace underneath it. And then I got like this oversized sweater that has like a little lace trim built in. I think that's such a
Cute.
cute feminine little detail. And for Love and Lemons has a lot of that too.
Oh, so cute. Okay. Yeah, I feel like that's kind of been a big one this fall, especially when I was looking up trends too online really quick before this, like Vogue, Who What Wear, all those like publications were talking about lacy layers too. So I feel like that's so cute and kind of a new trend. But then it also kind of plays into an older trend from last year, which I feel like Chloe Boho is still going strong, which honestly I
Yeah, I
love
feel like
Chloe
they're
Boho.
emphasizing it even more this year. I feel like they said it last year, and like it, I feel like it was a
It was kind of
very small
soft.
niche amount of people that were really into it. But they're emphasizing it again this year, so I'm curious to see. I'm not like a huge boho girl, so I'm trying to figure out how that would work for me, but I haven't found that out yet, so.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like last year when we were in Paris, I wore a few like kind of ruffly, flowy tops. I feel like the styling has to be kind of specific, otherwise it kind of leans like I'm not going for beachy boho. You know what I mean? You have to keep it like very fall esque boho, and so I think I don't know.
Yeah, I guess the only thing I can think of that I am styling it. I mean, I guess it's more lace, but like I have this pair of lacy pants that I was gonna wear with a blazer for fall, and I feel like that could be
Oh my
like my
God.
only
Are they from Cat the Label?
No, they're I wore them in Paris when we went in April, like those
Oh,
that pair.
the
The
knots.
that like yeah, knots and
Oh yeah,
kisses.
kisses. I got that set for a potential maternity shoot
Cute.
outfit.
That would be a good one. It's stretchy and like I feel like the
Yeah.
top. Oh, that would be
It's
so cute because the
open. Like
top
it's kind of
is
like open
open.
tie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have that set.
That's cute. And it's like angelic. Love that.
But I did get these lacy pants from Cat the Label. They come in white and black, and I ended up going with black because I feel like that's a little more fall. I feel like white is, you know, still kind of summery and light. So, but yeah, those lacy pants paired with a blazer over it, I think is one of the outfits I'm going to wear in New York.
Cute.
And I love.
I feel like that's a good way to incorporate like the Chloe Boho vibe.
Yeah, true. And then same with the Chloe Boho vibe, belts. I feel like fall belts are always so in, whether it's like the big chunky, what are they? Like the cowboy belts.
Is that what they're called? Western-y vibes.
Yeah, like the big chunky. I've been seeing a couple people, I feel like Emma Leger and maybe even Jordan Sloan have posted those big Ralph Lauren belt buckles. Have you seen those?
Yes, it's so cute because it's Ralph Lauren, but if it wasn't, I don't think I would think that.
right, but as a brand it's really cute. So, but I feel like that plays really well kind of into the Chloe Boho belt situation, but we saw that last year. I feel like it'll definitely be bigger this year, so excited to see how people start to style that. The next one is, have you seen this? It's the funnel neck jackets. So it's any kind of jacket. It could be a trench. It could be a leather jacket. It could be a suede jacket, like literally any jacket. But basically people are just popping the collar up, wearing the collar up, and also buttoning the collar too.
Yes.
As a statement.
I've seen it. I saw it also when I was like doing some trend research. That's a trend people are saying too. And like mainly on like utility-ish jackets too, or like bombers. Yeah. I think it's so cute with some like big sunglasses. Yes.
So chic. And like I feel like you can style it so many ways. Like even with some other trends that we'll talk about, like capris or skirts or just like slouchy trousers. Like I feel like fall is just so easy to style things because the pieces themselves are the statement. So it's not hard. You know, you have to have that one good statement and then it's good.
Yeah, you're right. I feel like fall has a lot of really cute details that summer doesn't really have. I feel like summer's more of the like little accessories like shell necklaces and stuff, but fall is like you accessorize with like scarves and like these little details with like your collar and I don't know. Yeah. I love it.
And that's my problem is fall is so short and there's so many trends to want to style or do, and it basically feels like fall is over as soon as it starts, and I'm like, I didn't even get to do half the trends that I wanted to do. So that's why I feel like it's so good to mix and match and all these fun pieces. But I am loving funnel neck jackets. I feel like the only concern that I have is also the same concern when I wear a turtleneck sweater. I feel like when you're not used to seeing your neck covered and then you wear something that covers your neck, you feel kind of weird because you're like, where's my neck, you know?
Yeah,
is that just me?
My issue is I love turtlenecks, but oh my god, the makeup that gets on turtlenecks, there needs to be a product, something. We need to figure this out. Like I'm so tired of getting every single sweater I own so dirty, especially if you're on a trip. Like it's just ruined. I know what you mean.
Okay. And then, so the next one is kind of related, kind of similar, but I've also been seeing balloon pants and I feel like people have been styling it kind of as an end of summer style and then transitioning it into fall with the chunky jackets or the funnel neck jackets. But I feel like I've seen this pair from Source Unknown all over my feed this past week. Like so crazy. I feel like I've seen like 10 different people styling these pants.
Wait, are they full length?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if I'm going to look this up.
Like, I feel like if I honestly just, like, open my phone right now and go to my Explorer, let me see if it pulls up. My Explorer is basically nursery decor and fall fashion.
I just looked it up on Source Unknown. They're, like, big pleated kind of, not pleated, but, like, okay, I see what you mean.
Like, so many people are wearing them.
So interesting. I feel like this would be flattering on, like, tall girls. Like, I don't think I could pull this off, but they're really cute.
Yeah.
I've also seen, like, a pair of balloon-esque. Okay, yeah, that's really cute.
I've seen a pair kind of like balloon-esque capris, like that lacy pair from Free People, and literally every single store has them now. That's really cute if you can like figure out a way to style them. I feel like capris, yeah, we can honestly just talk about capris too. But like,
yeah,
I feel like once again, honestly, capris has been in every single one of our trends, I feel like, for the past like year. But because every single season they're like, yes, capris are it. And like, you see it sometimes, not all the time. But yeah, they are cute. I'm still like figuring out if this is for me or not. I have like this one really easy set from Revolve. It's just like a strapless tube top with matching capris, and it's kind of like this suit, like the suited tailored material, so it feels really nice. And honestly, like that sort of thing is easy to just style with kitten heels. Like I feel like that's really,
I was gonna say kitten heels or flats with like a chunky kind of jacket flats on top. So cute.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Still figuring that out, but the girlies are saying capris. I don't know. We'll see.
I feel like I've been seeing so many capris.
Love that.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I've talked about this before with capris and just like my I just don't think the shape of my legs are that, like capris are not that flattering on me, or maybe I feel like I would like the pair more.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
That are like kind of like leggings or like cottony material, all black, like I don't know. I think the thing for me is capris are midi length, and I just don't think things that are midi length look good on me. Like I don't like midi skirts, I don't like midi dresses, so I think that midi length where it's hitting, I don't love that on me. Like I would prefer full length. I think it just looks way better. But I have these like, and I also have never worn them, but I have these workout pants, like I don't know, yoga pants, whatever. They're capris. They're from 437, but like, okay, you're wearing these capri workout pants to Pilates, wherever. What socks are you wearing? How are you not looking weird?
Wait,
with
have
this
you worn
awkward
these yet?
No. Because what, you're supposed to wear your sneaker? Like, how are you wearing these? You're not wearing slouchy Pilates socks.
And oh, I see what you mean. I think I've seen this before with a girl at the gym, and she just had her like little ankle socks and tennis shoes, and I thought that was really cute. But for Pilates, I feel weird when I have my ankle like Pilates socks on.
Okay, because I was gonna say I only have ankle Pilates socks. Like I don't have, or I have like the, like slouchy, scrunchy socks. I don't have like small Pilates socks. So maybe that's why.
Yeah, but I have like two, maybe one or two pairs. But
and then yeah, just being pregnant, it's probably going to be a no from me. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
I have seen a lot of activewear brands come out with like capri sets now that we're talking about it. Like I feel like they're starting to roll them out.
Right. But like you're not wearing socks and sneakers with those, because like, is that the vibe? I don't think so.
No.
Not on me, at least. So
yeah.
But I think capris are really cute, and I do enjoy seeing people wear them.
Yeah.
And style them. I always save them for inspo too, because I think it's so cute.
I know.
Just never actually execute on that. But okay, next one is windbreaker jackets. Like, it's giving 80s that our parents used to wear as like a whole windbreaker set, but the windbreaker jacket part is back. Like that light, just airy,
like the kind of vintage vibe.
No, I would honestly say just like solid black, solid white, like, but that style. I feel like I've been seeing a lot, again, paired with capris or something like that on my Explore. Like, I saw a girl wear capris, a, like, cute little bralette with a windbreaker jacket.
Oh, my God, I feel like I want to compare our explore pages, and it's cool how different like this, the trends we're probably seeing. I haven't seen this one yet, but it sounds really cute.
But yeah, it's like a material that's really loud. So when you move, it like makes a lot of noise when you're wearing it.
I see what you mean.
Which is interesting. Mm-hmm. But I have been seeing those a lot too. So I feel like that kind of goes along the lines of like the funnel neck jackets and just kind of the big oversized jacket situation. And then this we kind of talked about earlier, and it was like kind of your influence, but in the sunglasses. So like I feel like I've been seeing a ton of like the thin rectangle frame sunglasses. So not like our Pradas, but like our YSL. the frame is like a thin rectangle, but then the arms on the side are also thin. I think.
Cute. Where are the girlies buying these?
I think when I saw one, let me look it up. I think one girl said Orium Collective, Cassie D'Amico's brand.
Oh, cute.
But like super simple.
I feel like glasses are going to be such a trend this year for fall. Not a trend, but like such a accessory people will be investing in this fall. I think like playing with your sunglasses literally changes the entire vibe of your outfit. I think it's so fun.
Yeah.
Okay, cute. Wait, do they have a photo of someone wearing them? I'm trying to envision this. Yeah. I hate when... Okay, cute. She's showing me a photo from Orium.
Yeah.
That's cute.
So like
those are like actual rectangles. More dainty. I thought you were going to say like a cross. It was like one big rectangle.
Oh, no, but no. Just rectangle like shaped. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, it's giving like Miu Miu dupe. I'm sure Miu Miu has something like this.
Yeah. Speaking of glasses, I feel like the Tom Fords that you have, I'm seeing literally every brand dupe them and come out with more versions of them. Webe has a really cute pair, but in glasses form, not sunglasses, eyeglasses form that I'm really curious about. I kind of want to try them on, but they're really big and I feel like it's giving so like big 80s. But I think it's fun. And I just, again, I think playing with glasses for fall is going to be so fun this year. I think it's something I'm really playing around with. I only wore like two pairs of the same black ones for like so long. But again, it like changes your whole look and vibe of the outfit. I think it's so cute. So
yeah, I feel like I've seen Bottega has a pair too, but theirs, the arm is unique because it wraps around and it's like there's a little ball of gold at the end of it. So it looks like an earring, but it's actually part of your sunglass.
Wait, that's like genius.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I feel like there's some on Revolve. That's, I think there's so this brand called Past Midnight, the label. Oh, I saw that. Like that. I feel like they have it. And I've honestly also seen Amazon dupes of the Tom Fords as well. So like they are available those at every price point. So
yeah, truly.
Just those like big ones too. Or the rectangles. But I think the thing with sunglasses is because we're always wearing a hat, only the Pradas kind of look good under the hat.
Sometimes it's like,
you know what I mean?
They both can't fit.
Right, you can't have like a big sunglass and a hat on too. So it just kind of depends on the hairstyle for how you pick your sunnies. But yeah, they're always so fun to play with. The next one is tying scarves around your waist. So I feel like summer, you see them around your head, around your neck, on your bag. And I feel like for fall, people are tying them around their waist. And it's so cute. I love it. Like silky pants with like a silky scarf tied around.
Yes, so cute. I feel like tying things around your waist is like a trend. I saw this one brand, I can't remember what it was, but it was like, they called it a skirt, but it was literally like it looks like a jacket just tied around your waist, but you wear it as a skirt. I don't know.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like it was like one of the bigger brands, but I can't remember what it was. But maybe just, I think that just goes with the whole layers of fall.
Yes.
Like,
as
many layers as you
can
have.
And you can't do that in summer, obviously, because it's hot. Yeah. But
yeah, I love when girls have like so many layers and just like random little things tied around. I think that's really cute.
Yeah. I think I do kind of want to explore tying this scarf around the waist. I just don't know how that's going to hit with a pregnant belly. You know what I mean?
Could be cute, though.
Being pregnant, like, really challenges you on, like, styling outfits and whatnot. It's just so interesting when you're wearing things.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm when sure. I see people posting cute pregnancy outfits online, I'm like, oh my god, so cute. But when I wear it on myself, I'm like, I can't tell. I'm like, is that cute or is it not? Like, it's so hard to, like, get used to that. I don't know.
Yeah, so, I'm sure it's just so weird seeing yourself. Like,
yeah.
Like, you were saying this, how in your head you don't look that way. Yeah. But
right. Yeah, in my head, I just don't envision myself pregnant because, like, that's not how you are always, you know what I mean? So then it's like visualizing or planning or like trying outfits on, like things just are hit in different spots now. And so I'm like, oh, I love when people wear like cute like linen pants with ties and then they have like the sweater kind of sitting on top of the bump. Mm-hmm. But then you put it on yourself and you're like, I don't know if it's supposed to scrunch like that.
Yeah.
You know, but I think it's still fun to try things and see what happens. And then the other thing with pregnancy is like you're not one size for very long. So like so what might have looked good last week doesn't hit and fit the same way as the following week. Mm-hmm. So you're like, oh, well, that's not going to happen. So
yeah,
it's definitely an interesting experience for sure. But I'm still excited. And I think I'm still excited for like winter too, like all the winter coats. I can't wait, but I'm not going to rush through fall. I'm going to take my time. So yeah, tying a scarf around your waist.
Super cute. I love that.
Next one is the foldover bags that I kind of talked about earlier in my influence. I don't know if they have a specific name or not. I've started to see them though, and like basically it's like a pouch as a bag.
Like it looks like a brown, like your lunchbox, like roll.
No, literally, like but it's not a square, it's like a long rectangle.
Yes.
In suede.
Have you seen like the Jacques Mousse ones? I feel like I've seen those a lot.
Yes.
And then
Tony Bianco has one.
Yeah.
And then this other brand that my slouchy suede bag is from, it's called Flattered. Revolve carries it. They have one too. Mm. And then this brand called Poel.
Cute.
They have one. They're sending me one. So I was going to buy the Flattered one, but I was like, I don't need two bags that literally look the same. So I'm just going to be patient and wait for the Poel one, if that's how you say it. But I think it's so cute for fall, especially to have a bag like under your arm, like you're holding it kind of tucked in. I feel like that's so cute and chic and elevates your outfit. So
I love when you can hold a bag.
Yeah, really excited for that. And I think I feel like I haven't seen fold over bags yet, except for fall now. So I think that's a good fall. And then I feel like that's similar to the East West bags as well. Just the longer rectangular ones. There's this one that is all over my Explore feed. And unfortunately, the brand is based in Russia and the whole website is in Russian. And I don't think they ship to the U.S.
Are the East-West bags, like, they look like the Freya bags?
Yeah, they're just longer that way.
Okay, yeah, those are super cute. I feel like Freya, are they, what price point are they?
I couldn't even tell you because it's all in Russian.
Oh, that is so interesting. Like, I wonder if it's, like, comparable to Freya.
I think I tried to convert it, and it was, like, $350 maybe, but I'm showing Danielle a picture.
Yeah, so cute.
So the girl is wearing like lace shorts, a sweater, and then the bag is East West and it's suede. And I feel like East West means it's like a little bit longer than your typical bag. So not just a rectangle bag, but like the length is a lot longer.
I wonder if they named it East West because that's like it's literally east and west and it's like long.
So Love
yeah, that's so bag. Cute. I feel like that. And then if you, I'm sure you guys know what the Freya bags are. I feel like that's also, I feel like Freya yeah. does really well in the fall. Finally mm-hmm. jumped on that. I'm sure they're going to come out with suede. And if they haven't already, maybe
I wish Polen would do suede. I am waiting for Polen to do
sure
it.
They, that, wait, that's surprising they because, haven't.
Because, I mean, obviously they're mostly leather, but they do their Sherpa winter bags that are not yeah, leather. So I would love a good suede.
Mm. Yeah, like those viral, the Syme, is that how you say it? Syme bags. Like that in suede would be so cute.
Yeah. So, but yeah, East-West bags I'm loving. I feel like it just adds such dimension and more uniqueness to bags. I feel like everyone kind of carries the same bags. So I love that. Love a good East-West bag. Okay, next thing is oversized trench coats. I'm obsessed. It's so funny. I'm like looking at my saved fall fashion folder on Instagram, and I feel like I saved the same photo multiple times from different accounts because I like them. But there's this one, I feel like Source Unknown unfortunately got really expensive, but their stuff is so cute. I just like in general, like remember when it wasn't that expensive, like maybe a couple $100 max,
and now it's
now some of their stuff hit over $1,000, but like just like an oversized trench like this one.
So cute. I love that. I feel like oversized short trenches like that too are really popular as well.
Yeah.
They're just so hard to bring with you if you're going somewhere. I feel like that's always my so heavy in San Diego.
Yeah. Because
they're so heavy. But they're so cute. I feel like that's like the epitome. It just screams fall to me.
Yeah. Love an oversized trench. Because I feel like for a while, fitted trenches or like midi trenches, I just don't like midi length on me. I love a full size coat just hits so well, in my opinion. Yeah, I feel like it looks so chic. It's just, I love that. But yeah, traveling with them is hard because then it's like, what, you can only bring one or two because you got to wear one on the plane and then maybe pack another, but they're so heavy and so big. But yeah, love a good oversized trench. And then I feel like capes or just draped clothing in general are continuing from a summer look into fall. Like I feel like that top that I wore in Paris, which was also from Source Unknown, I feel like I've seen so many people wearing it now too. So I think I might bring it to New York and like restyle it for fall because it's so trendy.
Yeah, I love like a little, and also like people are saying ponchos for fall, like knit ponchos, I guess, are a thing. I guess that's pretty much what a cape is, honestly. But yeah, so cute.
But just anything
that, like, effortless vibe.
Yeah, silk, drapey, super flowy. I think is really going off for fall. And then in terms of like maybe some jewelry, just having vintage watches on your wrist, I feel like is really cute.
Yeah, I feel like watches for fall. I think that just like feeds into the preppy fall aesthetic. I think it's so faded and cute. I don't have one. I feel like I want one, but I just don't. There's so many styles. I get overwhelmed with what I would think looks best on me. But yeah, I feel like everyone in their core stack I'm seeing has like a vintage or just like a core watch that they wear all the time. There's so many cute ones out there.
Yeah, I feel like vintage watches are kind of the way to go. Kind of like vintage like designer handbags.
Yeah,
I feel like the pricing is almost better. I literally need to post about this. I never post about my Rolex, but I don't know what happened. Yeah, I got pregnant and everything. I got pregnant and then everything went out the window. But I had the jewelry store that did my wedding bands. They source, and I'm sure any jewelry store you go to can do this, but they can source certain things for you. So I had them source a vintage Rolex from my birth year in like the colorway that I wanted. And so my Rolex is from 1993, which I feel like is so fun to have a vintage watch from the year you were born.
Yeah.
It kind of took them a while to find it. Definitely took like 9 months, but it was perfect timing because I got it basically last year at Christmas. So I've almost had it for a year now. And I love it so much. Like I would wear it. I tried on a bunch of different watches on Europe when we were there the previous year and everything, but I was just like kept going back to that, and I was like, I just love the size, I love how it looks. And so I feel like a vintage watch, and the pricing was not bad compared to what typical Rolexes cost these days. Like, you can't even walk into a Rolex store and buy a Rolex. Like, they do the whole wait list situation, and they can get really expensive. And so I also kind of like the look and aesthetic of a vintage watch too. It's like honestly, not as shiny and not as new, you know. It's worn in, it's been loved. It's
so cute, like understated.
It's
really cute. And you would also like never know, like as a person on the street, I would never be like, oh, that's vintage, like, you know.
Right So it's still like good quality and whatnot. I just thought it was cool to be able to find one from my birth year. So, yeah, that fun fact. I should post about that.
You should.
Okay, yeah. So, like we said, that kind of falls into preppy fall. And I feel like this is one of those trends that comes back every year, especially on the East Coast. I feel like the East Coast really leads this one.
Yeah, this is my favorite, honestly, out of all of these. Like, that preppy fall aesthetic. I feel like all the designers especially are coming out with their preppy fall. Like, Miu Miu just has so much cute preppy fall stuff. Like,
yeah.
And it's so basic that it honestly, to me, like, if you don't have so, so, so much money to spend on just, like, you know, a polo that says Miu Miu on it.
But it's just so cute.
You know, they're, like, their little skirts. I feel like a lot of designers have that, like, stripe detail on the side that makes – I don't even know what to call it. It's, like, a sporty, preppy stripe on the side. Polo, of course, everyone. Ralph Lauren, LOL, just kidding. Yeah. Ralph Lauren. Their stuff is really big. Kate and Hermes, like that horse aesthetic, equestrian aesthetic, riding boots.
I feel like there's those boots. I think you have them. The Steve Madden dupes.
Yeah.
That I feel like are just as cute. And then wear like a longer sock underneath it and have the sock popping out. Like, so cute for fall with the plaid mini skirt, your polo, sweater tied over your shoulders.
Just so cute. I just feel like preppy fall is so fun and cute. I don't, something about a pleated mini skirt is just everything to me in the fall. I mean, like, that's my favorite.
Unfortunately, I had to wear that as a uniform at school.
I know,
for my whole life, basically. So it just like doesn't hit the same for me because I'm so traumatized by them. But I was that girl who got them hemmed up until like the most allowed point.
Yeah.
Like, we would hem them probably an inch or two up. And then, like, if they did skirt checks, like, you pull them down really fast and, like, hold your shoulders up so that your fingertips, like, weren't past them. And, like, honestly, in retrospect, I could make that look so cute in school. Like, I definitely should have tried harder. But the other hard thing was they were red. Like, our school colors were red. So it was, like, a red polo with this, like, red plaid skirt. And, like, I mean, you could wear white and other colors, but the skirt was mainly red.
Was it like the movies where like girls tried to accessorize and like...
Not at my school. My school was so small and tiny, and I don't think girls really cared about being girly. And I think that was the point of the uniform. Like, they didn't want people to really try to branch out from it. So I do love a pleated mini skirt, but I do have some... I have trauma bonds to them.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, I never wore them ever, so I'm like obsessed. I have so many.
Yeah, they're so obviously cute. They're cute like normally and not in school, but when you're forced to wear them,
yeah, I feel that,
then it's not as fun. So
yeah, but yeah, like ties into that English countryside aesthetic, I think is so cute. And I also feel like hunter boots kind of fall into that, because every time I see hunter boot aesthetic photos, like, they're always in, it looks like they're in the countryside.
Yeah. And you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Like, people are like with their little baskets in the countryside. I think they're so cute though. And I saw them a lot last year, but it wasn't really a big thing. And also, it just didn't really make sense for me to have hunter boots, like, literally rains 3 times a year. But they have a pink pair that are so cute and very my vibe. So I did get a pair this year. And then now cute. I randomly, like, everyone's they're saying everywhere. They're going to be big. So do you think you're going to get a pair?
I don't think so, just because I'm trying to think what I have. But last year when I was in London, I bought those Chanel boots. Oh, you
have the Chanel ones. Yes, those are
so And I'm just cute. Like, the hunter boots would be so similar. And, like, I would get black, obviously, because I don't like
and then
the
other point, colors they have.
So I just, like... Yeah. I don't think it really calls to me. And another thing is with pregnancy, sorry to be annoying, but, like, the boots are starting to feel tighter on my calves. I think I need to go do some lymphatic drainage. But yeah, boots are, like, a little tighter. So I just don't know when I would wear them or style them or, like, have a need for them this year, at least. So maybe if they stay in style for the next couple years, I might, but I think I have so many boots already and boots that I really love that I don't need to add the hunter boots just because it says hunter on them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But they're so cute. I have so many black boots and I would only get black. I don't think they have a beige and it's giving it wouldn't be the right beige.
I can't really tell. Like, the
pink and I don't I think have, white's a vibe. No, I think the color ones are cute. Like, the pink ones are really cute. I've seen, like, an olive colored ones.
I see red a lot. Oh, and the hunter green.
Yeah. Kind of. But vibes. Again, not really my vibe. So I don't think I will be joining in on that one. But they are super, super cute for sure.
Yeah, with, like, sweater, little con shorts.
Very cute. Yes. And then the last one that we have is cardigans. Whenever I literally hear the word cardigan now, I think of the summer I turned pretty when they're playing the song by Taylor Swift. And it's where, like, Conrad just professed his love to Belly. Oh, and, like, he's sitting on the dock.
I was trying to remember what scene that was. Yeah. Okay. Pretty iconic. Yes. I'm like, first of all, side note, how much money did they pay for literally all Taylor Swift in their music?
I wonder if they have a deal. Because, like, Taylor loves a good love story, and she is down to support that love story. It's
just, like, crazy. Like, they have the whole discography in this show. I'm just like, dang, they must be
paying so much.
Literally, like, 100 million plus for this music.
I think Taylor Swift is down to support young love romantic stories.
Yeah, maybe because they're really pulling it out all out, but it works. There's so no well. Way they like have it, that budget. It enhances it.
Oh, truly, for sure. That's what I'm saying. But yes. Okay, anyway, back to actual cardigans.
Back to cardigans. Yes, love a cardigan. I have so many. Like, I think that was my
I
most.
Feel like you're like the cardigan queen.
Yeah, I think they're just so cute. Like, I think they are just giving that effortless fall vibe that is, I don't even know what it is. Like, something about it, my eye is so drawn to them. I think it really is just that effortless, slouchy, cute girl vibe. Like, there's so many different types. Like, I love
Have a cable Have you seen, like, the cinched waist ones where it's, like, cinched kind of at the waist for, like, maybe... 3 or 4 inches and then, like, the buttons and then maybe, like, slight balloon sleeve kind of, like, unrevolved. Okay. Like, Lioness has them, More Ways to Come has them. They're pretty affordable. Evolve, like, cute. Has, like,
really good fall stuff, honestly.
Yeah. I also have my Jenny Kane one to style for fall that I've been saving. But I think for cardigans, if you have bigger boobs, you have to be so careful with them because you're really trying not to give that schoolgirl look. You know what I mean? And if you're, like, showing any boob at all, it, like...
Oh, my God. I never even thought about that.
It, like, takes away from the cardigan, like, in my opinion.
Little... Okay. Yeah. You know, now that I think about it, I've never seen like someone with big boobs wearing a cardigan.
You never seen like, yeah, you don't see like cleavage.
Like buttoned up at least. Yeah.
A cardigan. With a cardigan. Then it just kind of skews a different way that we don't
I guess flat chested girls, this is our time right now with the cardigans. But yeah, I don't know. I think they're so dainty and cute. I have so many. Every single brand, literally every single brand has like a cute cardigan in their aesthetic. And I think it's really fun to see what brands are doing with them.
Oh, wait, Brady, what brands are you buying yours from?
Okay. Revolve has a lot of cute small brands that are selling them. Like I just got one from this really cute French intimates brand. It's called Cuckoo Intimates.
Oh yeah. I've seen that. Is it like a OU cardigan?
Yeah, it's a little knit, like, pointelle cardigan. I think that's how you say it. And it comes with a matching little bralette. And it's
no, literally my so freaking could cute. Never.
You would not, like, it is a tiny-ass bralette. Like, I was sitting there thinking, like, no one could fit into this.
1 year, I tried to buy the Miu Miu one, and I bought it in the biggest size they had. And it did not even cover my nipple. The bralette part. I was like, who is wearing?
That is so interesting. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess it's careful girlies, but.
I'm more of like a chunky sweater, scoop neck, chunky sweater, V-neck, chunky sweater kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yes.
Love a little cardigan.
There's a lot of cute ones. Where else? Oh, this brand called American Threads. They have cute ones. Honestly, literally can find them everywhere. They're so good. Yeah, love I think that's pretty much our list of the trends that we're noticing right now and that we're excited for.
We listed so many too.
We listed so many.
Probably missed some, but I feel like we got the overview of most of it and things that we're just seeing now. So excited. But do you want to share our listener of the week to wrap up the episode today?
Yes, our listener of the week is Kelly. Her Instagram handle is at KellyRuthHans. She is a super sweet listener. She commented on one of our recent posts saying that she loved the episode and that means the world to us. She also has just really cute, effortless, girly style. She's super cute. So shout out to you, Kelly. Thank you for listening.
Yes, we love when you guys engage with us, share our content, share our episodes, or just DM us and tell us if you loved an episode or not. It really helps us. So we appreciate you guys and thank you so much. That's pretty much a wrap for this week's episode. We love you guys and hope you have an amazing start to September. I'm like, wait, it's still Q3. September, October. Yeah. Okay. Still September, still Q3. Mm-hmm. And yeah, enjoy our episode next week as well while we're traveling. And then we will see you guys back after that. So hope you have an amazing week. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.